Station here on 98.9 WSIP with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Bluegrass in the Highlands can be heard each Sunday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. featuring the best of bluegrass and bluegrass gospel music. Now, here's Pastor Jerry Scott of Highland Church of Christ with Something to Think About.
There was an old woman who had been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she'd been given 3 months to live. She was getting her things in order, so she contacted her pastor and had him come to the house to discuss the funeral and what she wanted to be done. She requested to be buried with her favorite Bible. It seemed as if they had talked about everything, and the pastor was getting ready to leave when the woman suddenly remembered something very important to her. She said, "Pastor, there's just one more thing." He said, "What is it, sister?" She said, "Well, this is very important. I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." Well, the pastor looked at her for a moment like she'd lost her mind, and he didn't know quite what to say. The woman said, "I know you think it's strange, but in all my years of attending church, socials, fellowship meals, potluck dinners, I always remembered that when the dishes of the main course were being cleared, someone would always lean over and say, 'Keep your fork.' That was my favorite part because I knew something better was coming, either a chocolate cake or banana pudding, apple pie, something wonderful and something sweet." She said, "When people walk by my casket and see that fork in my hand and get that look on their face that says, 'What's with the fork?' I want you to say to them, 'Pastor, I want you to say, keep your fork. The best is yet to come.'" Well, that pastor's eyes welled up with tears of joy as he hugged that old woman goodbye. When that dear lady did die, the pastor went to the funeral home and stood by the casket. Time after time, people would come by. They would see the pretty dress and they would see the Bible. When they would see the fork in her right hand, they would say over and over again to the pastor, "What's the fork? What's with the fork?" Time after time, including in the funeral message, he stood before the people and said, "This lady had the Lord as her shepherd, and because of that, the best is yet to come." The next time you reach down for your fork, if you know the Lord Jesus and you are his sheep and he's your shepherd, just remember what your final destination is and know that the best is yet to come. Think about it.
Welcome to Bluegrass in the Highlands on this
sunny summer day. Buddy, this weather right here, if you felt bad up until today, you hit this weather, sunshine ought to make you feel good. And this upcoming week, they're saying tomorrow's 70s. We sure have.
I'm okay.
We sure have.
We're going to be talking about Ralph Stanley II's Bluegrass Festival up on Smith Ridge.
Be coming up.
And it's coming up. So, Sam, don't you tell me the score of the game. I taped it.
What? Tell him, Sam.
No, don't you do it. Sam come in to do his expression.
Uh-huh.
Or is it?
He's going to do John Calipari today.
Yeah, you're going to do John Calipari today? Okay. But anyway, what you been up to, Jim?
But I'm just enjoying this partly spring weather anyhow.
I've been bragging on him off the air, Sherry. He's lost weight.
Well, Tracy got me on a diet.
Really? She's cracking a whip on
you,
buddy.
She's popping a whip, buddy.
You look good. You lost the weight. I'm jealous.
Well, I just hope I can keep it off. How's your week been? We've not been. We was off last week.
We was off last week. We got bumped by the girls' softball. Hey, or basketball. Guess what? Me and Andrew Oxen, his lovely wife Amanda, went down last night to Ashland.
Oh, man.
And we watched Daly and Vincent.
Well, I bet
what a great time it was, and a good fellowship with them. I bet there was about 1,200 people down
there.
Well,
that is great. Tell us a little bit about what your daughter's.
Oh, man.
What she won over the weekend. That is something to brag about.
My daughter's been in Louisville, Kentucky.
I know that.
With a team of girls presenting, and we didn't think they had a prayer. Quinn told us before she went down there, she said, "We're going to win this thing." And we want to congratulate Quinn and her team. They went down there for HOSA.
HOSA.
I probably blew that.
HOSA.
They finished first place in the state.
In the state.
In public health. And guess what? they're going to be traveling to California, Anaheim, California, the last week of June.
That is great.
That is something.
And that shows you right there, she had more confidence in what was going on than you did.
I know.
And that's good. That I mean, team, she's the one going to be competing.
Kenzie and Bailey and Paige was on it, and Olivia Burchett was on it. That's Harry's daughter.
Yep, Harry and Kathleen.
So many kids, I'm probably forgetting one of them.
Well, congratulations, Tom.
Oh, and
that is the honor.
Yeah, Molly B. I call her Molly B. Was on that team.
Well, great.
Yeah, it was really something. We missed her, but she gonna go out there with like the Clampus.
Come back with a grin.
California.
That's right.
Say congratulations, sir. Got a big show. We're gonna feature some Ralph 2 music today, aren't we, Sherry?
Yes, we are.
Why would that be?
I don't know. Cause he's my number one singer.
Yeah, he's number one on her speed dial.
That's right.
Did you see all the attire she's got on today?
I sure did, and I think she ought to be able to pick the song she think we ought to
play.
Well,
that's what, hey, she's the boss here
today.
This is her radio show.
Well, that sounds good.
Now, what part of me and Jim on the speed dial?
What was it you said before?
I was like three. Number five or six.
You're still hanging in there.
All right.
We ain't moved to the end yet, have we?
Is Jim even on it?
Yeah, he's on it.
All right.
I'm right behind you, Dave.
Well, what are we going to play first? While we're playing so much Ralph 2, we're going to be interviewing, but he's going to be playing at Melvin's Homecoming this year on April the 11th.
Yes.
Along with James King Band and
CJ is supposed to be on our team.
CJ, the DJ, is going to be there.
Where's this going to be at?
The Mountain Arts Center. Get your tickets right now, can't you?
Yep. I've got mine already reserved.
Tell us about the ticket cost.
They're $15.
Uh-huh. Advance. How about at the door?
Well, all they got right now is $15, I guess.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yep.
188 Mac Arts, and get your tickets in advance.
That's true.
And reserve those lower arena seats.
You can get.
So what are we going to play off, Ralph?
Well, it's play the latest CD of his right now with him and his dad off in the side-by-side Dirty Black Coat.
All right, here's Ralph 2.
Under mountains of rock, through a dirty black hole, before the day breaks, Daddy will go. And there was no doubt, he loved us so. He kept us all faithful. One ton of rock to get one ton of coal, and rock didn't pay in the dirty black hole. Oh, it breaks my heart to see Daddy go. I'll never forget. Didn't
my dad and owe him my all. So broken and bent, he's still standing tall in the eyes of the one I know he was so. We love.
That's Ralph Stanley II.
That's a good
Dirty
song.
Black
Dirty
Coal.
Black Coal.
Yeah. Jim, I want to talk about our good buddy at McCoy's Tree Service.
McCoy's Tree Service.
Located in Inez, Kentucky. Great people.
They are.
Yeah. You got the number over there, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. And right now is the time to get everything ready for spring.
Oh, man. Right now with this temperature, before the leaves get on and everything, if you need any topping, trimming, tree removal, where this has been, the ground's been so saturated.
It has.
If you need to get a tree moved out, now would be the time to do it. What's their number over there?
Well, they're from Inez, Kentucky, and it's 395-0473.
James has got over 40 years in the tree business. He can do stump removal, like we said, tree trimming, tree topping, tree removal. I don't care how big the tree or how small
That's
the tree
true.
Is, he can do it.
And there's a lot of stuff he does. I mean, I think he mentioned doing, taking care of flower beds and all that. They just
oh, yeah.
need to call him.
Does it all. And you know, Jim, he's insured. He gives free estimates. He gives senior citizens discounts.
He does.
I'm getting ready to call him. I'm a senior citizen. Did you
now
know that,
time
Jerry?
To use it.
I'm one of them senior citizens.
He is.
Yeah.
And he's got, top-notch employees.
He does. He does. And the nice thing about James, he's got the equipment to do it. What
That's
can
true.
They get up with him?
They can get up with him in Inez, Kentucky, and it's McCoy's Tree Service.
You got a phone number for him?
Yep, 395-0473.
Give him a call today. That's McCoy's Tree Service. Also, I want to talk about our good buddy at Phillips Heat and Hardware. We had Philip in a couple weeks ago.
We did.
And we finally got the checkerboard.
Yep, they couldn't find the one that somebody had taken.
Yeah, so. They did.
Oh, did they find it?
It was Linda.
Linda, well, her and Sam have been sitting down here playing checkers. Oh, I'm glad to know where he went, but he got him a brand new one.
Yeah. He still needs to put a coat of paint on that large
He does. They wear it out. It won't stay on there long. There's so many people slides across.
Yeah, it's a busy bitch.
It does.
We'll have to reinforce it, I believe. Have you ever been out to Phillips Heat and Hardware?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Sherry. Yeah.
You need to go.
You need to go.
Check
He's
it
got
out.
Anything in the world for you out there. He's your full hardware store. And don't forget, those furnaces, get them now.
That's true.
Go out and talk to Philip. He's got a special deal on them. He's your complete hardware store, though. With spring coming up, Jim, he's got all your
seeds.
Grass seeds.
He's got garden seeds.
Yeah. Now's a good time to seed your grass, too.
It sure is.
Fertilize. He's got all that going on out there. Anything for spring.
Yep.
And, you know, I don't know how you feel about it, but winter takes a toll on a yard and a house.
And on a person.
Yeah. But he's got everything to fix up your house.
He got
with all this rain, these drainage tiles.
Yeah.
I know that's the farm. You use them a lot.
You have to have them around. They've been, people just in the front yard.
Exactly.
Keep the water drained out real good.
He's got your chainsaws. He's got your weed eaters. He's getting a full line of
snippers.
Snapper. All right. Full line of snappers.
That's true.
And also, he's still got the good Echo chainsaw weed eaters. 5-year warranty.
But you can't beat that. And
you
he's got all the safety attire that goes
Five
with it.
Years.
5 years.
I mean,
years.
You could tear something up in a week.
Yeah. And take it back.
Yeah. But he's got a 5-year warranty.
5-year warranty.
You can't
beat
it.
No.
You cannot beat that. He makes keys. There's Ralph 2 calling in. You better get it. He makes keys. He's got it all going on. yep. at Phillips Heating Hardware.
And right now, with the weather warming up, people's going to be a fishing.
Right.
He's got all your live bait, artificial bait. He's got everything you need out there.
Right. He does, Jim, and he's got a fishing hole.
He sure does.
Who is it, Linda?
Yeah, it's Ralph.
I got to get on that headset, don't I, Sam? Hook me up on the headset. So, go see our good friends at Phillips Heat and Hardware, located on the Paintsville Lake Road. Phone them at 297-3456. Don't forget the bass meeting every Monday, every day of the week.
And the Liar's Bench.
The Liar's Bench out there. He's got it all going on.
He sure does.
At Phillips Heat and Hardware. You'll be glad you went by. Let me see that flyer, Sherry. Well, like we told you, Melvin's big homecoming's coming up. And our feature act for the show this year of 2015 is Ralph Stanley II, and we've got him on the phone. How are you, Ralph II?
Dave, I'm doing real good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing great, buddy. You've been busy boy this year, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been busy at times, and, you know, just a few festivals and
right.
a few indoor things. But, yeah, we could be busier, but, you know, we've been blessed to be rolling a little bit.
Well, you got a big festival coming up in May, don't you?
Yeah, we be the 45th annual over here at my dad's old home place, his and Carter's. It's between Colburn and McClure, Virginia.
Uh huh.
And it's always Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, boy, you got a. I was looking at your lineup here just a minute ago. This is about the biggest lineup I've ever seen you have, Ralph.
Yeah, it's one of the better ones, and it's. Really leaning, you know, it's traditional bands and
right.
We might have a few surprise guests. I'm not real sure. I've been in talks with a couple of individuals, but you know, if they do, that'd be great. But I can't advertise them yet. But hopefully, they'll confirm something.
Oh yeah, you got your dad playing, and the Clinch Mountain Boys, and Rhonda Vincent and Junior Sis, Larry Sparks.
Yep.
I mean, it just goes on and on, yep. You know. Joe Mullins?
Joe Mullins.
Oh, my goodness. What a lineup you've got up there.
Yeah, we got a few little local bands that's really good that nobody's ever heard of that does good. A couple
yeah,
of
Tommy Brown's got a big following, and the Dean Osborne Band.
Yeah, they got good shows.
So you got a big lineup up there, and you always have a big crowd up there on May 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Yeah, it's been going a long time, Dave.
How many years will this make it, Ralph?
This will be 45.
45 years. Boy, that's celebration enough to go up there.
Yeah. So we're just trying to keep it going, and it's one of the classic festivals you know around.
Well, that's great. Who's in the Ralph II band right now?
Well, I've got John Rigsby, of course.
Oh, Johnson. He's a player.
He's been with me a long time. I got Alex Leach and a young boy over here out of Richlands, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Noah Brown.
Wow.
He's 18 years old.
18 years old.
He's playing the bass. And,
you've been listening to Sparks. You get them 18-year-olds, you can keep them lonesome that way, can't you?
Yeah. He looks a little bit lonesome, but he's a good kid, though. He has he's a lot of fun to be around.
Well, that's great.
He's fitting in well with it.
Good. Well, that's great. We're excited. I've got somebody wanting to talk to you to talk about another big show you're going to be on April the 11th, and I'm going to turn over to her to right now, Ralph.
Okay, Dave.
Go on and talk to Ralph and plug that show for us.
Is he looking forward to it, Dave?
Hey, Ralph, too. This is your number one fan, Sherry.
Sherry, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you? You been doing okay?
Yeah, I've been doing real good. Yeah, just had a lot of bad weather in the last little while, hadn't we?
Yes, we have.
Finally got pretty nice the last few days.
Yeah. I know I just wanted to interview you today and for the upcoming shows that's coming up. You're supposed to have one on April 11th at Melvin's.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward at Melvin's homecoming there. That'll be the first time ever that I've ever performed at the Mountain Arts Center. With my own band, so I'm really, really excited about that. I've played it a million times, you know, as a Clinch Mountain boy with my dad,
right,
and things like that. But this will be the first time, and I appreciate Melvin for for giving me the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I know he was asking me. I said, yeah, get him. That way you can be on his show. I know it's going to be a great time there, and I can't wait to see you myself.
I just hope. I know I've got a lot of good fans over there, and hopefully they'll come out and support us for sure, and we'll do our best to give them a good show.
Yeah, well, you always do. I mean, because you're the greatest singer all the way. You really are.
Well, I appreciate that. I just try to sing a little bit. Sometimes I guess you do better than others, but you gotta keep going, don't you?
Yeah, but you, like I said, you do great every show, and they won't be disappointed if they come and watch you sing and perform, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'll be great. We'll hope to give them a good show then that night.
You know, I've been getting some of your songs played today off of each CD. We're doing the side-by-side, the whole hour. We're doing the side-by-side right now, like two or three off of each one of them. That way we get them all, each CD.
Oh, okay. Yeah, can I be sure and play a few of the good ones off of Born to Be a Drifter, Wilder Than Her, and yeah. Bluefield, and Smile For Me. That's some of the songs they'll be hearing over there at the show.
Yes.
And we might even do a little Honky Tonk Way and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
And Katie Daly and Pretty Girls, City Lights, we'll try to do all of them we can.
Yeah, we will. I know that Pretty Girls, City Lights, you gave me a shirt on my birthday on that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I give you the shirt that I wore on the cover.
Right. Yeah, it's a treasure to me, that's for sure.
I'd say you'll be wearing that out that night, won't you?
Oh, yes. At every show, I'll wear it if I can I talk.
Yeah, I was wanting to get you something. I figured that would be the best thing to get you, Sherry. So I'm glad you
like
that.
Well, like I said, that's the best thing that you could ever give me is that shirt. I treasure it. But I think we're going to hand it back over to Dave, and I love you, and we'll talk to you later. Can't wait to see you at the shows.
You too, Sherry. Looking forward to it.
Okay, bye-bye. Here's Dave.
All right.
Tim, she's got to be your biggest fan.
Yeah, if I had a million more like her, Dave, I'd
She's coming here with your shirt on, and she likes Ralph Stanley the second. Bracelet, she's ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, Tim, we're featuring your CDs all through the hour today, and we wish you the best. Look forward to seeing you out on the road somewhere.
Yeah, same here, Dave, and if you want to do another before the show, let me know. We'll try to plug it all we can, but
we will, and we'll definitely do another one before your show up on Smith Ridge.
Yeah, I was telling Sherry that this would be the first time playing the Mountain Arts Center with my own band, and not.
Is that right? That's amazing. As long as you've been at it, yeah.
So hopefully, a lot of my fans will come out and support
them. Oh, I'm sure they will. You got a really good following up in this area too.
Yeah.
And I guess you're still rooting for them Washington Redskins.
Yeah, and then them Wildcats, too. They're,
yeah, don't you dare tell me the score. I'm taping it on my TV show.
I'm not
going to
tell you, but they're playing today. So.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself, brother, and we'll see you. Well, we're playing up on Princeton on the 10th, aren't we? We're going to be in Princeton, West Virginia.
Princeton, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'll be fun, and then we're going to be at the Mountain Arts Center on April 11th. Let's play some Ralph Stanley 2 music right now. Ralph, thank you very much, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
But nobody answered me. I wondered again to my old cabin home. And I called for the then I knocked on the door, as I oft had before. But nobody answered me. I called and I called, but nobody answered. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, as I often everywhere. I called, oh mother, where can you be? Like a prodigal son, I wandered back home. But nobody answered me. I called and I called, but nobody answered. I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, as I oft had before. But nobody answered me.
Stanley the second off his what CD?
Side by Side.
Side by Side.
All right.
Good stuff right there.
Yes, it sure is.
Ralph's going to be at the Mountain Arts Center on Saturday night, April 11th. We're going to have a large time along with James King. Melvin Goins and Windy Mountain's going to be there as well.
That'll be the place to be. That's true.
Oh, boy. Well, Jim, I think we need to write a jingle.
A jingle.
A jingle. Or have a contest.
There you go. Somebody write us a jingle.
Yeah, somebody write us a jingle and send it in. And the best jingle wins $50 for Conley Tower.
Conley Tower.
Let's do it that way.
There you go.
And this contest starts today, and it'll end...
in about 30 minutes.
No, not 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
I just seeing if you're still
let's
awake.
Let's run it the next 2 weeks. Whoever writes the best jingle for Conley Tire, Sherry's writing that down. You can write a jingle, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Ralph 2's numbers on right now.
Oh,
she got Ralph 2 on the mind.
You got
right
anything
now
on your mind about jingles for Conley Tire?
I've got some things going through there, but man, you don't qualify for that. So,
I mean, we give the folks some ideas.
Well, just
if you're riding around on bald tires,
yeah,
there's one place to go. That's Conley Tire, 297-2424. They'll get you on the road and ready for more.
There, look at there.
How about that?
If Melvin heard that right there, you'd be writing songs for him.
Mine even rhymed, didn't they?
Well, yours rhymed real good.
If your head's hit the ceiling, you may need new shocks or struts.
That's it, Pete.
Well, that was. It's been a pleasure sponsoring college. 297-2424.
I wonder if he's got his checkerboard yet.
You know, we got to check on that.
We need to. They might have a big checker tournament
out there.
I'm going out
there this week.
I'll check with him, find out.
Well, if not, we're getting him one.
That's it.
I know one thing, he's got a liar's bench up front.
He does.
You know, maybe we could compare with Phillips. They could have a shouting match across the road.
That's true.
Conley Tire, though, seriously, has any kind of tire you can find.
That's true.
And Sherry, if you're going to follow Ralph 2 around on the road this year, you need some good tires. You're not paying a bit of attention to me, Sherry Parson. Sherry Parson.
Huh?
I said, if you're going to follow Ralph 2 around like a little heathen this summer.
Oh, yes.
You're going to need some good tires.
Oh, yes, I do. I need them right now, too.
Yeah. All right. Now, what's your biggest problem about getting tires? You ain't got no money, do you? That ain't a problem at Conley Tire. That ain't a problem at Conley Tire.
That is
right. They got any price tire you need up there, and they'll finance them for you.
Oh.
They sure
will.
With
approved credit. Any type of tire you need up there at Conley Tire. And the nice thing about it is you walk in and see Chris. Chris will quote you the price, and that's tax, everything, on the road, mounted and balanced, ready
yep
to go.
And right, I mean, he had quoted just right off the top of his head. They,
yeah,
they're up to date on what they've got.
Exactly.
The price of everything.
Right.
And they've also got front end alignment.
Another jingle.
Huh?
I'm trying to think of
it. Well, you think
jingle
of it, and I'll go ahead and tell them about the front end alignment.
Do that. That state of the art.
State of the art. Front end alignment. They can take care of you on that. You can buy your new set of tires, and while you're out there, have the front end lined up, and also oil change.
That's right. Oh, yeah, oil change specials out there. And, you know, Jim, they've got the custom kits, too, for your trucks.
That's true.
If you want to doll them up a little bit, all that, they can do it. They can even take care of your problem, Linda, what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, ma'am. Go see Wally.
Go talk to Wally.
Did you know he used to be on the Beaver? Wallace?
Wally.
Who was Wallace on the Beaver?
I don't know.
He got the good interstate batteries, too.
They do.
You know.
They do. They really do.
If you get ready to go to work and you think you're going to be late, and the car goes, rrr, 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 you might need an interstate.
Oh, my God. He's already got the jingle written.
Yeah, he's already
now, you, I'll tell you what, you mail them in to WSIP in care of Bluegrass in the Highlands, or you can call us while we're on the air.
That's
here
true.
And sing it to us.
And we'll put them on there, the winner.
Yeah, we'll put it on there, and if we like it, we'll pronounce you a winner right then.
That's true. We won't wait.
You call 7-8-9-0-3-1-8, we'll put you right on the air.
That's it.
You're not stealing my pen, Linda. You better know that's mine. You give me that right back here right now. Conley Tire, they have it all down there, and they've been in business so long.
So
and
long.
Financing available, Jim.
They do.
And you know, they can get you right into a great waiting room with a big screen TV. Phone them at 297-2424. That's our good friends at Conley Tire. And you know, they supported all of our Johnson Central teams.
They sure did.
Call us in with a jingle, though, and we'll get you a professional cut and use it as our regular commercial for Conley Tire.
Conley
and we'll
Tire.
Pay you to do it.
Yeah. You can't beat that.
7-8-9-0-3-1-8, or mail your jingles in to Bluegrass in the Highlands. What's the address here, Linda? You know? You don't even know what's on your paycheck. Main Street, Paintsville.
Main Street, Paintsville.
That's our good friend, Conley Tire. It's time for the Highland Church announcements, Jim. We're going to call in that woman and say we're talking too much.
All right.
Oh, the address here is P.O. Box 1450. No, that's Corbin. Got to mail them here. right. Happy birthday from the High Church Christ to Wilma Pack. More Scott. Is he still alive?
Must be. Yeah, he was there this morning.
Okay. Oh, my God. Happy birthday to Ken and Lanita Fuller. Our prayers are with Ken.
Yeah, he's they are. And I believe that's an anniversary for them, isn't it?
Yes, their anniversary. And Bernice Picklesheimer has a birthday this month, too. And we want to wish all them. Go and to our website, www.highlandchurchfamily.com.
And Laura Combs. Her name wasn't on there, but Charlie mentioned it this morning. Is her husband.
All right. You guys, it's gospel time on the show from Ralph 2. And what do you got for us? Oh. Well, you can tell it on the air, Sherry. What are we playing now? Come on, young'un. Talk into the microphone. It's only a 50-minute show.
Yeah, we're going with a Mother's Not Dead. She's only sleeping, but I want to give a big shout out to my mom and dad,
yes,
and my sisters, and my nephews, my niece, and my brother-in-laws. They're all listening to me today.
And all your neighbors.
And all my friends and my family. They're all
listening. Are you running for office or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's that too.
Mother's not dead, she's only asleep, just patiently waiting for Jesus to come. The birds will be singing while Mother lies sleeping. They will sing, Lord, as the grave sinks away. I left my old home way back in the mountains, since Mother and Father had both passed away. We followed her mother way up to the graveyard, for Mother was called to heaven that day. Mother's not dead, she's only asleep, just patiently waiting for Jesus to come. The birds will be singing while Mother lies sleeping. They will sing, oh, as the grave sinks away.
Some of them are swimming, some are tucked away in caves. But the treasure folks are loving is the ocean's greatest haul. McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, the most golden of them all.
There's no better treasure than getting two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches topped with creamy tartar sauce for just $3.99. Price and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of individual item posted on menu board.
Hey, Amy, do you have...
Not now. I'm taking a sipcation.
A sipcation?
Yeah, not a vacation, but a sipcation. Get a McDonald's-flavored tea, take a sip, and that perfect sweetness takes you straight to paradise.
Mmm, we should take more sipcations.
And nailcations.
And spa-cations.
Put it all on the calendar.
McDonald's-flavored sweet teas take you to paradise. Sweetened while hot and then chilled, it's the recipe for a great day. Enjoy a large peach or strawberry-flavored tea for just $1.19. For a limited time, price and participation may vary, a la carte only.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Homes, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
Thirty odd years, Daddy worked underground and carried his dinner bucket. It was dented and scarred from mine cars in Rock Falls he avoided. He was proud to be earning a living. He didn't take a dime from no one. The danger he braved and the black on his face were the marks of the man who loved him. Sirens all sounded on a winter's day. Eight men were trapped in the mountain. It was methane gas and all for the blast. They heard it all around us. When they carried them out into daylight, that old dinner pail was missing. I know well he's up there now, and Daddy's got it with him. And he took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. The coal dust in his pockets, he's working now for Jesus. Earning his pay with angel wings, 'cause God needed a good man. So Daddy took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. About lunchtime, they swear they hear him talking and see him leaning up against the rib, reaching in his bucket. There's an extra miner on the night shift, watching over all the others, checking roof bolts and watching for smoke, spotting unsafe timbers. Daddy took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. The coal dust in his pockets, He's working now for Jesus, earning his pay with angel wings, 'cause God needed a good man. So Daddy took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. He's earning his pay with angel wings, 'cause God needed a good man. So Daddy took his dinner bucket through the gates of heaven. Oh.
Okay, by Ralph Stanley II. We'll send that out to all the coal miners.
That's true, and sure, he had somebody she wanted to send it out to.
Also send it out to Ellen Bowling.
Oh, she's a sweetie, isn't she? Oh, we love our Ellen.
Yes, we do.
And she's writing a jingle for Call
Good.
Me Tire.
Good, good.
So we're allowed to get a jingle out of this.
And get a good one at that.
Yeah. All right, Sherry, we've been on the air for 32 years, and we've never had anybody miss this question. What's the number 40 combo at McDonald's?
The Big Mac.
The number 40 combo.
The Big Mac.
No, that's
number
the 40,
one.
Number 40 combo.
Okay.
The number one combo. I'm sorry.
Yes, I know you was fooling with me.
What is it?
The Big Mac.
You're right. Jim, that's his favorite
that's
combo,
my favorite.
By the way.
I love it.
Not anymore since he's on a diet.
No, I've cut back some.
Come in here skinny and everything, showing off.
Oh, man.
Hey, McDonald's got 15 locations. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Throughout
East Kentucky.
No.
And you know what? Every one of them is brand new.
They sure are.
Great people, Bob and Tom Hutchins. They give back to each community that
they do wonders for their communities and the school systems.
They do. And they got those bundle meals, Jim, when you're on the go.
You ain't kidding, Dave.
You know, with all these state tournaments and the boys going down this week, we want to say congratulations to the Johnson County boys.
That bid we're going to win Thursday.
Thursday. You going?
I'm going to try it, Dave.
Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
Be fun.
Yeah. But anyway, McDonald's, 14 locations. They give back to each community they're in. And don't forget to put your change in for the Ronald McDonald House. And also our good friends at Judge Preston Funeral Home. As we discovered just in the last year, they can do any type of service
any
you want,
Jim.
Any
type you want. That's
they
true.
They can do a military service. They can do a transport, traditional, just whatever your needs are at Jones Preston Funeral Home. They can take care of those needs for you. Okay, Sherry, what are we playing now, dear?
Well, we're going to play another song by Ralph Stanley II off the Born to be Drifter CD. But yeah. It's thank a couple more people. Thanks to all the DJs that does my playing the music of Ralph too,
right.
And
we're gonna charge her for a spot.
And if you want to go into his website, go into ralphnumber2.com and get hit tours, and it tells you all the shows that he's gonna be at, and come out and join him because you really, really enjoy
on
him.
April the 11th.
Yeah, April the 11th at the Mountain Arts Center.
We're gonna have a large time with the James King Band and Melvin Goins as well. So let's hear another Ralph too.
Okay,
song.
It's Smile for Me.
All right.
The only time I see you smile is when you're leaving for a while. What can the trouble be? Why don't you still smile for me? Seems like sometime in the past you said our love wouldn't last. That's how it's turned out to be. You no longer smile for me. Smile for me.
Smile for me.
Smile for me.
Smile for me.
Love and laughter in your eyes is what I need to see. I don't want to be your clown, but you could turn my world around. Let's wipe away that frown, then I'll see you smile for me. Get on that happy path. Smiling's nothing that can hurt.
Look at me, we'll make it work. Smile for me right from your heart. Time is wasted, spin apart. That's the way love ought to be. So come on back and smile for me. Smile for me.
Smile for me.
Smile for me.
Smile for me.
Love and laughter in your eyes is what I need to see. I don't want to be your clown, but you could turn my world around. Let's wipe away that frown, then I'll see you smile for me. See, I don't want to be your clown, but you could turn my world around. Let's wipe away that frown, then I'll see you smile for me. Let's wipe away that frown, then I'll see you smile for me.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
When you need legal services, contact Brett Butcher at Pack & Butcher Law Firm, located at the corner of Main and College Street in Paintsville. If you've been injured in a car wreck, suffered a personal injury, need assistance with deeds, wills, workman's compensation, or SSI, give Brett Butcher a call at 606-789-1286. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kentucky law does not certify specialties. This is an advertisement.
That's a good friend at Pack and Butcher, and I'm going to need me a lawyer. I'm going to need me a good lawyer so I can kill Jim O'Brien. Just for you out there listening, I taped the UK game, and he's trying every way in the world to tell me, and him and Sam's in here lying.
Well, I feel like crying. That's how bad it is.
Oh, see, there's a perfect example right there. But anyway, that's a good friend at Brett Butcher, Pack and Butcher Law Offices, located down here on Main Street in Paintsville. Linda, did you know they won Best Lawyer Between the Lakes? Brett Butcher did?
This year?
Yes, sir.
Well, about last couple of years.
And it's coming up again, and I bet you wins it again.
Yeah.
So
you're right, Dave.
If you need a good lawyer, go see our good friend. Brett Butcher, you know what I like about him? He talks our language. He understands us, and he talks just like me and you.
He's a homegrown country boy from right here.
He is. That's our good friend at Pack and Butcher Law Offices. Stop by and tell him that David may be needing him real soon to get a hold.
And I'll need Jones and Preston.
Jim will need Jones and Preston. And also our good friend at Fannin's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, Electric, located out here on Main Street in Paintsville, the oldest sponsor on this show.
They sure are. How long have they been your sponsor?
Long time.
Do you know?
You know, Jim, if I was guessing, I'd say 24, 25 years.
I'd say you're right.
This show's been on the air 32. And I think our first sponsor actually was Jimmy Lee out at Chevron was our very first sponsor.
I remember that.
Memory serves me. So, Sherry, tell us about these shows coming up. It's been fun having you here today.
Sure has.
Thank you all very much for having me.
You can tell she's up to date with Ralph, too.
I got a question for you. Do you have a Jim O'Brien T-shirt?
No.
What about a Dave Bowling?
No.
What about a Bluegrass in the Highlands?
No.
All right, plug your shows.
I'm after all of you. Okay, we want to remind you on April the 10th, he's going to be in Princeton, West Virginia. Now, down here at the big homecoming of Melvin Goins, he's going to be on April the 11th at 7 o'clock.
Where at?
At the Mountain Arts Center, though, in Princetonsburg. Then, don't forget about the Dr. Ralph's 45th Annual Bluegrass Festival up on the at Colburn, there at Smith Ridge. And he's got a big lineup, so we're going to all come out and enjoy the shows, believe me.
Big lineup. Yeah. And on that April 11th, they're going to have some giveaways, from UK giveaways, too. Yeah, and a bunch of special surprises. Sherry, it's good to see you, dear.
Well, thank you all for letting me come out and be with you all.
I'll be listening to you on WMMT. I always hear him sing your song out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm on about every channel radio there is.
That's right. Tell them all about this homecoming now.
I will. I've already sent out flyers to Florida, North Carolina, all them stations.
Well, that's great. So. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
And thank
Linda, thank you. It's good to see you again, dear. Linda's got her UK gear on.
She's on.
And if Jim makes it out of here alive, I'll see him next week. We got the Highland Bluegrass Quartet.
Is
next week, the 4th?
Right. Next week. Yes. So, is it 4th? I believe it is.
4th Sunday. Okay. We got them next week. And we're going to go off with a Ralph 2 song. Hope you enjoy it. Remember two things. Always smile. The sunshine is good for your teeth.
And always keep the Lord Jesus Christ number one in your life.
We'll see you next week. See you, Jim.
See you, Dave.
Time together, our most valued thing. Every night, Dad would read a verse from his Bible. An angel's sweet voice, Mama knew how to pray. His son. I think wildflowers bloom here on earth for our mothers. Small gift from heaven for all they have done.
To Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.